40 for the afternoon high. Right now, 46 downtown, 47 at your official weather station. Midterm election coverage on KMBZ begins when the polls close tonight. Presented by Wholesale Batteries, the right battery the first time. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Your artist of the day, or as I like to call your AOTD, is America. That is your artist of the day today.
You all brought up something that has fascinated me and blown my mind today, because everyone's fighting now over whether or not you can vote on a cell phone or whether or not you can vote on a computer. Scott had a great point during the break.
Wow, that had to hurt.
You already are voting on a computer.
Yes.
When you go to the polling place, those are now computers. You are voting on a computer.
I made the argument you would get a personalized number in the mail. And instead of going to the polls on Election Day or even prior to Election Day, you could early vote once you get your election number in the mail. So mine would come to my home in Roland Park, okay? And it would tell me, Scott, you are scheduled to vote at the Roland Park Community Center, which is my polling place, okay?
Okay.
Or you can early vote at the DMV, which is where I went. Or you can go to any device, secure device, or any device, go to this secured website, and here is your number to input to get your ballot. And the argument was coming in, well, Scott, if you were going to somebody's computer and going to that website, it would have to be a secured website. Clearly, it would have to be secured, or as best as it can be. But people were saying, you know, computers can be easily hacked.
We bank online.
Well, we not only do we bank online, but go vote today. You are voting on a computer. We don't do paper ballots much anymore.
Listen to this from Wired.com. Smartphone voting is already happening, but no one knows if it's safe. Listen to this. We missed this headline. When news hit this week that West Virginian military members serving abroad will become the first people to vote by phone in a major U.S. election this November, security experts were dismayed. For years, they have warned that all forms of online voting are particularly vulnerable to attacks. And with signs that the midterm elections were already being targeted, they worried this is exactly the wrong time to roll out the new method. Experts who spoke to Wired doubt that the Boston-based startup running the app called VOATS, V-O-A-T-Z, they doubted that VOATS has figured out how to secure online voting when no one else has been able to figure it out. At the very least, they are concerned about the lack of transparency.
Then you don't launch it until you know it's secure.
Quoting here, from what is available publicly about this app, it is no different from sending voting materials over the internet. So that means that all the built-in vulnerability of doing the voting transactions are still present. But the thing is, people want to vote by phone. In a 2016 Consumer Reports survey of 3,600 voting-age Americans, 33% of them said they would be more likely to vote if they could do it over the phone.
Yeah. They need to figure out a way, and I'm sure there are plenty of people in this country with the brains that I don't have, they need to find a way to secure a web address where I can vote online. It's VOATS, that simple.
VOATS is a 12-person startup, okay? It has worked on dozens of pilot elections. The CEO says the app has two features that make it more secure, and the biometrics it uses to authenticate a voter is one of them. The biometrics part occurs when a voter authenticates their identity using a fingerprint scan on their phone. Voters must also upload a photo of an official ID and a video selfie. So they use facial recognition technology, Scott, okay, with the video selfie. You have to scan your fingerprint. You have to move your face and blink your eyes to make sure you're not taking a video of somebody else or taking a picture of a picture. I think that I don't see this coming right away, but I think this is coming. I don't think the old people will like it, but I think it's coming.
Interesting fact that I just found online as I was going through the elections of the 1800s because I'm bored.
What is wrong with you?
Abraham Lincoln ran as a Republican in 1860. In 1864, when he ran for re-election, there was no Republican in that race. He ran on the National Union Party ticket.
Okay.
And I believe that was the only time there was ever a National Union Party. That's right, because Ulysses Grant ran and won after that as a Republican.
Fascinating.
Well,
fascinating.
I think that is fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating.
Zach in Kansas City. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
How you guys? How you doing?
Doing
I'm
well,
good.
Man.
Would you be more likely to vote on your cell phone, and how old are you?
Yeah, I was going to ask how old you are.
I'm 24, and I listened to you guys in high school, and I loved the show. I was kind of exposed to you guys in high school, went away to school, came back, happy to be driving again and listen to you guys.
Oh, welcome back.
But, and I don't think the whole phone conversation, I don't think it's a matter of convenience for, you know, young people. And I can't speak for young people. I can only speak for myself. But it's a matter of caring. And you have to get, you know, people of my generation to care, because we spend time, at least I spend time, you know, doing things I care about that are otherwise incredibly stupid. But, you know, I'll spend hours and hours and hours watching football.
Right.
But, you know, I get frustrated when I have to go do something that I think is dumb, you know. So it's the lack of care. And then I wanted to pose this question.
Well, stop. And you can pose a question to me in just a moment, if you don't mind. Do you think voting is dumb?
Oh, absolutely not, no.
Okay, I misunderstood. Go ahead.
No. What I think is, people of my generation, if we're not voting, it is because we're apathetic towards it.
Now, let me ask you this. You are 24 years old, Zach, so
yeah.
I'm going to use you as our connection to the younger generation.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Okay, well, you're the closest thing we got, okay?
Sure.
Why do they not care? Why are they apathetic? Is it because they think their vote doesn't count?
And that's a great question, because I care. You know, I grew up in a house where, you know, we cared about that sort of thing. And so it might be a combination of a lot of that. The news cycle, everything's extreme, you know, if you don't vote, terrible things are going to happen. If, you know, depending on whichever party, whoever has control, terrible things are going to happen. You got to go out and vote against the party that is going to make terrible things happen. So they're trying to make people care, but it's not working. And, you know, the app thing is about convenience. But, I mean, the convenience of it, it's always going to be inconvenient in a way. So I think it's apathy. And for whatever reason, the young people are apathetic towards voting.
Okay. And you had a question for me, Zach? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. And there's apathy. And you are a self-described libertarian, which, if I may, I wouldn't necessarily identify myself as that way. But in summation, a libertarian is one who thinks the government should not affect his or her life.
Well, let me sum it down into what I usually say. The government's job is not to protect me from me or you from you, but to protect me from you and you from me.
Okay. So I wonder, and this was my question, and it's not really related, but, you know, if voters are apathetic, is that not kind of a good, would a libertarian not think that was a good thing?
No.
You know, like, well, the government's not really affecting people, so, you know, they don't care. If the government were in my house or wherever,
the government is in your house, Zach. That's the point, is to get the idea that the argument that the libertarians would make is to get the government out of your house in many ways, because the Democrats are in your house and the Republicans are in your house. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
The Democrats want to tell you what kind of bags you can use at the grocery store, how many miles you can get on your car. The Republicans want to tell you who you can have sex with in your bedroom and whom you can marry. I mean, there are so many things that both parties do to get into your life. I would argue you need to go to the polls to get them both out of your life because, quite frankly, they both suck.
Okay, well thank you for clarifying that.
And Zach, I didn't mean to come across as aggressive. It was not. I was just emphatic to make my point. I believe there is a role for government. There clearly is a role for government in America. I just prefer lesser than more. And one party says, well, we prefer a limited government. We prefer less government. It's never happened. They don't really believe that. The other one just flat out admits we want more government, and they make sure they get it. The other one says we don't want more government, then they do get more government. The other one just says we want more government, and they give you more government. They're both full of crap. Okay?
Thank you guys for taking the call. Love the show. Keep it up.
All right, thank you, man.
Spread the word, brother. Thank you, man. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I am Scott Parks. Polls close in exactly 2 hours and 43 minutes. Get out and vote today. KMBZ.
Hey, call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Doesn't look like you need irrigation today, but that's one of the wonderful things about the smart Rainbird irrigation system. It knows when it's raining and it will not turn on. That will save you energy. It will save you water costs on your water bill. And that is just one of the things you're going to love about the service at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. They will make your yard look amazing. They will also fill those gigantic pots up on your front porch with gorgeous. They can do something for fall. They can do something for Christmas. You've seen them with the huge big pine cones. They will come out and decorate your patio for you. And do not forget, even in the winter, you can have all of your hardscaping needs taken care of in your backyard. You want a patio, a fire pit, a fireplace. Lightning Landscape and Irrigation will still do all of that work throughout the winter. As long as that ground's not frozen solid, they will come build your dream patio out back. With an A-plus BBB rating, by the way, 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
Tears for Fears. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. By the way, and some of you have done this today, that's fine. We're not ordering you to do it. We're just offering you an alternative choice. If at some point at your ballot place today you get to a race you're not sure who to vote for, you're thinking, I don't know either of these guys or gals. I don't care about this race. May we just simply suggest, so you don't leave it blank, that you write in the name of our favorite candidate, a man of the people, Gil Fulbright.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me, is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy, and improving it by repeating the word jobs.
And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a 5-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interests, billionaires, and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well. Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm honest Gil Fulbright. And I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message.
So if you are confused, if you don't know who to vote for, may we recommend, certainly don't have to do it, that you write in the name Gil Fulbright tonight.
He really tells it like it is.
He's honest, Gil Fulbright. George in Atchison. Hello, George.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
this is mainly for Scott. When it comes to the Libertarians not getting voted in, part of the problem is we caucus too late. We should be caucusing the year before. That way we have one person instead of however many that come into the caucus.
Well, but I would remind you, in 2016, there was only one Libertarian candidate on the ballot. It was Gary Johnson, and he only got 3.8% of the vote, or 3.3% of the vote.
Prior to the caucus, there were actually several people on that were running.
Well,
but
and you're right, George, but prior to the Republican primaries and caucuses, there were 17 people running.
Yeah, and that's too many to be considering prior to the year you're going to be voting.
Okay.
If we caucused the year before, that way we would have one candidate that people would get to know at least a year before the election.
Well, but George, back to my original point, the Libertarians knew who their candidate was going to be about the same time as the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the party has a nasty stench on it right now. They need to change the name.
Yeah, because part of that is a lack of education to the public, because when I ask people what they think the Libertarian Party is, most of the time is I get, oh, they're a bunch of liberals.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, change it to something like, you know, the stay out of my bedroom party.
Here's the name of the party. It's real simple. Moderate. The Moderate Party.
Okay.
If they would change the name to the Moderate Party, they might stand a chance.
Okay.
But when you see independent on a ballot, and there's always an independent candidate, and a lot of people say, well, I'm an independent. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. But when you see an independent candidate on the ballot, that doesn't mean he's a middle-of-the-road guy. It just means he doesn't agree with either one of them, and he's probably so far off the fringe, you don't know who he is.
They can be loony, too.
Yes. They need to change the name of the Libertarian Party to the Moderate Party, and it would get more support. Now, call me crazy. Newsroom will start.
The Big Vote. More next.
Hey, there is only one name you need to know for appliance Black Friday savings, and they are starting now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. The more you buy, the more you save on major appliances. We just did it, ran out and bought a new oven about a week ago. Right now, you can save $100 up to $600 on select major appliance bundles out there. Save up to 65% off suggested retail on select major appliances, plus free delivery and basic setup on qualifying purchases $299 or more. Save even more this holiday season. They got 24 months financing right now on qualifying purchases $499 or more. You can check out more than 700 appliances on display. They are all right there in one spot. It makes it so easy to compare the latest innovations side by side. Don't forget, they're knowledgeable sales professionals out at the Mart, and installation services experts make the entire process so easy. Now is the time. Get Black Friday savings now on appliances at Nebraska Furniture Mart. See the store for details.
4:30 in Kansas City. From the KMBZ Newsroom, I'm Will Starrett. Polls remain open in both Kansas and Missouri until 7 o'clock tonight. So far, there have been only sporadic reports of lines and problems at polling places in Missouri, despite the state having one of the longest midterm ballots in the nation. No reports of major problems in Kansas either, though turnout is expected to be lighter today because the Sunflower State offered advance voting. A 42-year-old man in Oregon faces charges accusing him of ramming a Leavenworth County Sheriff's deputy's car twice. Derek Kelly is charged with aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer and three other counts. Leavenworth County Undersheriff says when the deputy was out of his vehicle after stopping a pickup truck between Leavenworth and Atchison, the pickup reversed, hit the patrol vehicle before taking off. Officials say during the ensuing chase, the truck suddenly stopped and reversed into the patrol vehicle a second time. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:31.
I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, a real estate agent, about Cottonwood Canyon last night at dinner. Have you seen Cottonwood Canyon? The colors have just exploded on the trees out off of 435 and 87th Street. If you have not seen the development out there, you're not going to believe it. Lenexa has moved. It is all out there. The city center is out there. This gorgeous workout slash community center facility. There are hotels, shops, restaurants. You will take that exit and go, when did this happen? And some of the most gorgeous, brand new custom homes you have ever seen, smack dab on one of the best new golf courses around. I've actually played that course. Canyon Farms Golf Club is just a quick stroll from your front porch. Brand new clubhouse, brand new restaurant. You are going to love. Huge homes, no maintenance. None of those homes have the maintenance provided. It doesn't matter if you get one of the smaller ones, a condo, or a big house. Maintenance is provided for all of them. Lawn, snow removal, and trash. No matter which home you choose, the maintenance is provided. So you just sit back and enjoy the scenery. And man, oh man, the scenery. Go check it out now. 913-492-4444. 913-492-4444 for your private appointment to secure your reservation. Or go to CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Skies are clouding up. A couple sprinkles of light rain are being reported, but nothing that should damper too many spirits. Our temperatures will fall through the 40s, and the rain should end by about 10 o'clock tonight. Morning temperature 31. Starting with sunshine, increasing clouds throughout the day, a high temperature on Wednesday of only 46 degrees. It's been well advertised. Everybody's talked about this chance of snow on Thursday. There are a lot of things we need to put in front of that word snow, like rain mixing with, ground too warm for it to stick as accumulations will be light, all those kind of things. Right now, it does not look like a huge issue, but mainly in the afternoon hours, we'll see that rain-snow mixture and a high on Thursday of 39 degrees. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
47 downtown, it's 46 at your official weather station. Midterm election coverage on KMBZ begins when the polls close tonight, and live election results online at KMBZ.com. Presented by Wholesale Batteries, the right battery the first time. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I can see a new horizon underneath the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles flying higher and higher.
You know, one thing we were arguing about here in the studio, Dan Weinbaum came in and we were talking about this. When you go to your Missouri ballot tonight, there is an amendment on there regarding regulations on bingo. And I'm not making this up. There is an amendment to the state constitution.
Very important stuff.
About bingo. And this is what's frustrating for me. And they both do it. The left does it and the right does it. And they need to stop putting amendments on the ballots, like on ballots like this, for example. And
do you really think that many people are up in arms over the current bingo regulations?
No, but I think there are a lot of people up in arms about legalized medical marijuana, Amendment 2. Mm-hmm. And so what they do...
Yes, on 2.
Okay, Rod, thanks. What they do is they put these amendments on the ballot to draw out a certain demographic. It's legalized cheating. In the past, they've done gay marriage or, you know, legalize or make gay marriage illegal to draw out a certain demographic.
I'm sorry to mean to interrupt,
no,
but the gas tax thing that everybody's talking about, mm-hmm. like, do we want the D? Because it's D. They're trying to pass the D. So the point is, it's like gas tax / Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And it has crap to do with Special Olympics. Like, it's supposed to be this...
Well, the gas tax is actually for the Highway Patrol and road construction.
Right. But they're saying that along with this is this on that same D is this this thing about Special Olympics, to where if somebody wins money from Special Olympics, they'll be tax exempt in those winnings.
Sure.
Well, the Special Olympics came out and said we're already tax exempt, so that's pointless.
And Missouri
put that on there so people go, well, you can't vote against Special Olympics.
Missouri's worse than Kansas, but they're both bad. But Missouri is, like, egregious in the floating of state amendments to the Constitution. I mean, their Constitution must be as thick as a dictionary. Yeah. I swear to God. It is just incredible. And they're not – they don't really care about medical marijuana. Well, maybe they do. But they certainly really don't care about bingo regulations.
No, but they think if we put something about bingo on there, we're going to draw out
a handful of old people who are really concerned about bingo that might not otherwise vote.
Don't you mess with my
and
bingo.
The older they are, the more conservative they tend to be, and that's more votes for the Republican. It's a sham. These sorts of laws should be determined by a legislature. Let them run on it if it's so important. Mm-hmm. Don't put it on an amendment to the Constitution about... Can you imagine if the U.S. Constitution had an amendment about bingo regulations? Jacob in Independence. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So there's two points I kind of want to make. One is why I'm not voting, and two is what would make me more likely to vote.
How old are you?
One thing, I'm 25.
Okay.
Just turned 25. One of the things that makes me not want to vote is just the last presidential election. I voted for who I thought would be the lesser of two evils, and it's all just gone to crap. So, like, I don't even want to bother with it anymore.
Okay.
That's depressing.
There's also the fact that I worked a 12-hour shift today. And now I have to go wait in some kind of line to fill out a 45-minute ballot.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do that. The thing that would get me to do more is definitely being able to do it at home. Because you eliminate the whole wait thing. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to drive somewhere, sit in the line, fill out this huge thing, and what do I get for it?
Well, and let me float something towards you, Jacob, and let me get your reaction, because I tendered the idea about 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago, of you getting an election card in the mail, okay? And if you weren't listening, or for those who weren't listening, let me just reiterate it in less than 20 seconds. On your little voter registration card, which everybody gets in the mail if you're registered to vote, right now it just tells you where your polling station is. Under the Scott Parks Rod Babcock 2020 plan, you would have your polling station on election day. It would give you your place for early voting if you live in the state of Kansas, not in Missouri. And then on the bottom there would be a special number that is exclusive only to you, where, Jacob, you could log on to any device at the public library, at your house, on your phone, enter that number, your ballot would show up, you could vote, hit submit. Now, after I suggested that, Jacob, a number of people wrote in on the text line and said, well, but wait a minute, Scott, because then your number is technically connected to you and people could find out how you voted. Well, I would imagine people like yourself don't really care if people found out that you voted for so-and-so. So that would be part of the give and take of having the number that you would insert into the computer wherever it is. It's your girlfriend's house, it's your house, it's the public library, it's your office. You run the risk of someday somebody finding out that you voted for Hillary Clinton for president.
You know, honestly, I think at this point, and I think it used to be a really big deal. My dad would never tell you, will never tell you who he voted for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you
we
right
don't
now.
Care. I'll tell you exactly who I voted for. I don't care.
But a lot of the older people think it's friends. Private.
Yeah, they think it's a sacred right, and that's fine. And I think it's a sacred right. I just don't think that it's my right to hide who I voted for, because I don't care if you know.
I think nowadays people, or at least my age, we don't care to tell if we tell you who we voted for or not. It's just what it is, and it's what we believe, or, you know, we preface it saying, you know, I didn't like the other person, so I had to vote for this person.
Sure. You're 25, I'm 47. You can ask me who I voted for Dayton all the way back to 1992. I will gladly tell you, because I'm not ashamed.
But you understand that some people feel like it's private and it should remain so.
Yes.
You know, my dad's not ashamed. He just thinks it should be private. Yeah. And my grandparents are the same way.
And a lot of people I don't.
Now that my people my age, we grew up with social media where your opion's out there already.
Right.
We already know what your opinion is. We kind of already know who you're going to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anybody has a problem when they're my age saying, yeah, we voted for him.
Okay, so you would be...
We didn't know he would go and start, you know, World War III, but, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, so you would be okay. Let me just understand the millennial point of view here, Jacob, if I can, and you represent it. You would be okay with the ease or the simplicity of voting online or on your phone or whatever, and you would be willing to sacrifice the potential that someday somebody would be able to hack into the system if you were to run for office as a Republican someday and say, well, Jacob here voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. He's a real conservative. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You can go on Facebook and go back and look at my opinion.
Right. It's a good point that you have about social media, Jacob, that by now people know. People know where you stand for the most part on these issues if you're on social media.
It's a great point. And let me address this text that came in because there have been several, and Jacob, it's not exclusive to you. It was to some of the other young people that were calling in saying, I would vote if I could vote on my phone. I would vote if I could vote the Scott Parks method where I would get a number in the mail and I could just log onto a computer.
Right.
5206, and I'm assuming that this person, 5206, I don't know who you are. I'm assuming you're over the age of 45.
Okay.
5206 writes in, what a lazy piece of crap this kid is. Now, 5206, be careful here, son or friend, because I guarantee you, with the Christmas season fast approaching, you're going to be doing a lot of your Christmas shopping on a computer and not going to a store paying local sales taxes.
Right.
My mother, who is not a lazy piece of crap, is 74 years old and does the vast majority of her Christmas shopping online now.
Right. It's a fair thing for young people to be asking, why do we have to go stand in line and do this? We have self-checkout in the stores. We have online shopping for years.
Wait a minute, we have grocery store delivery.
Absolutely. So why, for all of those other things, have we made things more convenient? But for this one thing, we have not. It is a fair question.
5206, if you're going to call Jacob, and I don't think he's a lazy piece of crap. I think he's the next generation, and they're used to doing things on their phone and on their computer. Yeah. It's just the way that they live, and we need to make adjustments for them to get them involved in the process. 5206, with all due respect, do not shop online for Christmas this year. Do not pay your bills online. Write a check. Put it in an envelope. Do not order a pizza delivered to your house. Go pick it up yourself.
We do a lot of things for convenience,
don't we? We sure do. And we don't say to somebody who just got a pizza delivered, you don't look out your living room window at the neighbor and go, what a lazy piece of crap. He can't drive 2 miles to Domino's? We don't do that. A package doesn't arrive at my mother's door destined for the wrapping paper for my daughter's on December 25th.
Yeah.
And she comes in with this big package and goes, you're not going to believe what I got, Sarah. She's going to love this thing. I don't look at my mom and go, what a lazy piece of crap you are.
You are forgetting another pretty big thing that is now almost exclusively online for a lot of people. And this includes old people.
All right. I've already done banking, paying bills, pizza, grocery deliveries, and Christmas shopping.
Yep.
What have I forgotten?
Prescription drugs.
Oh, that's a great point.
Pet meds, all of that stuff is online. All of it.
Mm-hmm. And don't go through the drive-through at the pharmacy. You better walk
you
in
better
that CVS.
Walk in with that walker.
You better grab
Get those
that
tennis
walker.
Balls out.
And you better walk to that counter. Do not take that drive-through. Because if you do, you are a lazy piece of crap. We have become a nation of convenience. The younger people are used to dealing with their cell phones, with computers. That is the world that they did not create. Yeah. We created it for them.
Do you know when cell phone voting will become a reality? First of all, we need to find a company that can figure out how to do it.
And make it secure.
And make it secure. Then do you know when this will become a reality? It's not our generation, Scott. Once we're gone, all of the younger people below us, I would say 30 years and younger, when they're all in charge, this is how it will be, mark my words.
Oh, somebody brings up a good point. You bet they bet the 5206 better not pay his car taxes online and better not have H&R Block send it in digitally. You better take that entire packet home, put it in a big fat envelope, and mail it off to the IRS and get in line at the post office on April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We do so many things to make things more convenient for ourselves. But when the next generation comes up with a new idea and they say, we want you to make this convenient for us, we say, you're a lazy piece of crap. And that's not fair. 576-7798.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. That's all you got to do. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It takes seconds. Plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, what state you live in. Talk about convenience. It's all right there at lowcostlifeinsurance.com. All of the quotes right there at your fingertips will come on through as soon as you fill in those very simple, fast questions. There's even a live chat feature on lowcostlifeinsurance.com. If you have any questions, they'll help you right there on the spot. And then call Stuart Woodbury. He has been here for decades doing this work in Kansas City, helping you navigate the waters of life insurance. How much do you need? How long do you need it? What type do you need? It's important stuff. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or again, the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Although you two coming at you. A Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Bullet the Blue Sky. And I know Rod and I are in agreement. This is the best song you two ever did. Yes. It is Super Bowl time. If you're into politics, ladies and gentlemen, the first polls will be closing, according to CNN, in exactly 4 minutes and 52 seconds. What? 576-7798. Brent, we're not going back to lawnmower parents, my friend. We just can't. I'm sorry. Chad in Gladstone. Hello, Chad.
Hi, Chad. Hi, go ahead.
150. Hello.
Yep.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, my name's Chad. Hello. How you guys doing?
We're good. Doing better than we deserve, my friend. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say I think most people in their teens and their early 20s are not interested in, you know, in politics in general. Period. Whether if they're millennial or not. And as far as the young man, I say it takes 45 minutes to vote. It took me less than 5 minutes going in to vote.
That's great, man. Somebody writes in, and I do have an answer for this, and it's a good question though. 8352, Scott's voting method will not work. What if someone decides they don't want to vote, and someone who has already voted receives the voter's permission to use their number?
Oh.
Then someone could vote twice, and so on.
Yeah,
it's a great point. Nobody ever questions mail-in ballots.
It's true.
What if a husband and a wife both receive mail-in ballots? The wife says, or the husband says, I really don't care about this election, honey. Just fill mine out and mail it in. Happens all the time. What if let's say a wife is really into, I'm not going to say husband because then you're going to think I'm a misogynist. What if a wife is really into politics this year? She really has a candidate she's really into. The husband is like, I just don't care. But she says to him, babe, I am telling you to go vote. I want you to vote for this person. I don't know anything about that person, honey. I want you
just
to.
Just trust me. Just do it.
It happens in America all the time.
Here's the other thing you could do. You could make the penalties much more severe if you are caught. And I don't mean husband, wife mailing in someone's ballot. That's not what I mean. But if you are caught, let's say, hacking into 1,000 numbers and using those numbers to vote, if you are caught in an egregious scam, not to vote for one person, but to
skew an election.
To skew an election or manipulate the outcome, they would have to make the penalties for that off the chart.
Fine.
To try and discourage that.
Fine. But if voting fraud is such a big deal and people stealing ballots, why don't Doug, if you want to hang on, obviously you guys are really interested in talking about the election today, and that's fine. And we're doing, I think, a decent job of steering clear of individual races and the president. We'll take your calls because we're talking about something that's not about breaking down the 3rd District in Kansas and the 2nd District and all that crap. Who cares? We'll find out after 7. Anybody who says they know doesn't know. But, I mean, we never hear anybody say, Well, you know, they had mail-in ballots there, and then everybody stole like 10,000 ballots at the post office, and they fudged an entire election. You never hear that. Why? Because people know they're expecting their mail-in ballot. If they don't get it, somebody's getting in trouble. 576-7798. You guys are welcome to weigh in. 576-7798. Let us get to the newsroom. Here is the one and only Will Starrett. And by the way, we will be doing, everybody's saying jam or no jam. We will do jam or no jam. We're just not doing it today.
Friday. Yes, good idea. Happening now on KMBZ. 2 more hours to vote. More next.
Hey, Scott Parks, my friends at Casey Smile. Over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there that have put off everything ahead of themselves. Now the kids are grown, they're off to college, or they're out on their own. It's time for you to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley, whom I met with last week, is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. The consultation's free. It includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. Kara Marxer did it. It's a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.